The new Connect FM.
Pretty scary news, hearing that Al-Qaeda is targeting our trains. I'm sure you're not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised in the least. I've been expecting this. My question has always been, when were they going to get to this?
Why haven't we done a better job of protecting our trains? You know, I was just listening to the news this morning, and apparently any known member of Al-Qaeda can just buy an Amtrak ticket and get on the train. And so now Senator Chuck Schumer is proposing a no-ride list.
Well, that's a colossal waste of time and energy and money.
It is.
The threat comes not so much anymore from the old threat of people getting on a train with a backpack. But the threat comes, a real threat from Al-Qaeda comes from what they might do to the railroad infrastructure. And Al-Qaeda normally attacks multiple points simultaneously. And if they were to carry out an attack like that, attacking railroad infrastructure, derailing trains or whatnot, dropping bridges or trestles or tunnels, whatever they might do at the same time, it could cripple the nation's economy.
No. Now, Al-Qaeda was never linked to the Madrid train attack, were they? The big one that happened in 2004.
No, that was an Al-Qaeda move.
It was.
That was, yes, that's correct.
190 people were killed, over 1,000 wounded. 10 bombs rocked three Madrid train stations. And so that's probably similar to what they were thinking of doing here.
Well, yeah, but for the most part, down in New York City, their security is very, very tight around the railroads, the commuter rails and the subways. Your bigger problem is out in your area, out in the middle of the country, out in flyover country, where people think, well, that they're not going to bother us. We're out in Champaign, Illinois. I mean, they want to attack New York City. But if they hit Champaign and Oshkosh and Fargo and a couple of other places all at the same time, they're going to create a panic as well as creating a situation that's just too horrendous to even think of.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Kevin Lynch, and he's a railroad police practices consultant, also a member of the National Association of Railroad Safety Consultants and Investigators. So, Kevin, you're saying that they may target us. We're flyover country. What do we need to do? You know, you're saying that Chuck Schumer's idea about the no ride list is a waste of money. Then what do we need to spend money on? What do we need to start doing right now?
Well, you don't need to spend any money. The railroads are private companies that are for-profit companies. They need to spend money on increasing the size of their police departments. We have about 1,400 railroad police officers in the United States today, down from about 4,500 25 years ago, and they're protecting 140,000 miles of railroad. Hmm. In Great Britain, they have 10,000 miles of railroad, but 3,500 British Transport police officers. So we need to do that, but there are other things. They need to use technology over the long-haul routes through the plains and whatnot in the Great Southwest, maybe using drones to assist the officers in protecting that territory. The railroads need to drop this special agent program the way they police now, and they need to go back to municipal model with officers on duty 24 hours a day. You can't run a railroad on the honor system. And the general public needs to be educated so that when you see something, you say something. If you see somebody going on railroad property, call the police. And the other aspect of that is the railroads have to invest in fencing in strategic areas, and not just fence and forget, but the fencing is just a tool. So you put up fencing and increase your patrols.
What can we as citizens do to kind of kick people in the butt? Because I don't know that this is suddenly going to start happening with the snap of a finger.
Well, you know, we have about 500 people a year that are killed on the railroad, just walking across roads when they shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And another 500 or so every year are injured in the same way. So to give you an idea how open the architecture is on the railroads, maybe writing to the railroad and suggesting that they increase their patrols. And the other thing is, as I say, it's like a neighborhood watch. If you've got the railroad running through your neighborhood, or if you're driving down the highway and you see people going onto the railroad that don't look like they're railroad employees, call the police.
Okay.
Let them check them out.
All right. Simple things, but important things. And, Kevin, we know that you're a very busy guy today. A lot of folks want to talk with you, and we want to thank you for your time with us.
Thank you very much, Mary.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.